By working with grade school and high school students, we are introducing them to the real-world applications of nuclear technology and science in general. This engagement is particularly important for girls and young women. Early on, girls tend to do very well in science and math at school. But by high school and early college years, many have dropped out of the higher level science and math classes altogether. So as a first step, we're trying to catch them at this critical time to keep them interested. We promote the IAEA as a prospective employer of choice, and we encourage students to pursue studies and careers in the nuclear field, a field that encompasses not only science and technology, but also other disciplines like law, diplomacy, and management.
So why is it important to encourage young women to take up nuclear science as a career option?
Well, first of all, because it's good for the nuclear field. I read a story not long ago in the Atlantic Monthly, which reported that half a dozen global studies conducted by the likes of companies like Goldman Sachs and Columbia University have found that companies employing women in large numbers outperform their competitors on every measure of profitability. So another reason why it's good is it's good for women. Nuclear is a growing field, and many areas within it are expanding as well. Many careers in the STEM fields can provide women with better earning potential. And by increasing the number of women working in the field, we are changing people's expectations and preconceptions of who works in nuclear.
Speaking about careers, so what are the career options available for young people in the nuclear industry?
Well, for many people, nuclear generally depicts energy production or non-proliferation. And there's some truth to that. But nuclear technology is also used in a whole host of other fields, like medical applications, in agriculture, in food security, in food safety, in climate change, water resources. I mean, there's just a whole host of things that people may not recognize. And these are areas that one might consider in the humanitarian initiatives. The list goes on, and many people are really surprised to find the range of our activities.
You are the first female Deputy Director General of the IAEA. So what can your success prove to women who wants to take up a career in the nuclear industry?
I'd like to answer that question by briefly telling you my story. I started as an intern as an export licensing officer, and 23 years later, I became the director of the program. I took a short break from the NRC and spent 18 months in the U.S. Congress, participating in a congressional fellowship program working for two U.S. senators on energy issues. 2012, I moved to the IAEA, where I became the head of the Department of Management, with a staff of over 600 people responsible for meeting the organization's infrastructural needs. Probably very few women with a humanities background, like mine, would think of making a career in the nuclear field. Maybe not too many with a science background would think of it either. And this is something that I would like to change. So really, to sum up, I like to advise people to take chances, use opportunities, network, and don't get too far ahead of yourself. Focus on what is in front of you and do it well. And the rest usually will take care of itself.